Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story to tell. I didn't feel like going to work today. That happens. I bet it happens to you. You just don't feel like it sometimes. I woke up and I was tired. I didn't feel like going to work. I felt like going back to sleep. I didn't feel like going to work. I felt like going for a walk with my dog. I didn't feel like going to work. I felt like making some tea and watching a movie. But I knew there were a lot of people who were counting on me going to work. Of course, I did go to work, and it wasn't so bad. It was good to see some people, but, you know, there's some people I didn't really feel like seeing. There are some people I never really feel like seeing at work. I won't talk about them here because I don't want them to hear that. It's kind of funny. I wonder why that is. Anyway, I don't feel like causing any trouble, so I won't talk about them. But there are some people at work that I would prefer not to talk to very much. And usually I don't have to, so it's all right. I didn't really feel like going to work. But do you know what? I realized after a while I was at work, you know, that I forgot that feeling. It just faded away, that feeling of not wanting to go to work. I got used to it, you know. And I saw the kids in the hallways, and I thought, well, I'm glad I get to be here for them. It's hard to be consistent sometimes, because feelings don't always line up with what you have to do. And sometimes I do think you should follow your feelings, you know, and I kind of wonder what would have happened if I hadn't gone to work today. Would I feel better or not? Would people be upset with me or not? I don't know. I find it hard to answer those questions. I do wish I could find out. And maybe there is a way. But I don't feel like doing that right now. I'll do that next time, right here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.